Blog Talk Radio.
I'm ready to work for it.
And I try to get my friends to do the same thing too. I'm trying to let them know that Jesus has a magic touch, and he changed my life so much. If you wanna do it right, if you wanna fight the good fight, make sure he's the main reason that you do it right. I'm so happy.
I know, Lord,
today
that we're thinking that you're gonna
come. Fight the good fight. Make sure he's the main reason that you do it right. I'm so happy.
Oh, Lord, I don't mind if you take your time and get it right.
As a friend, someone who can look at me till the end. Every time I that the world could begin to believe. Put hands on a blind man's eyes, he begins to see what he's surprised. That's the kind of man I need as a friend, someone who will stick with me until the end. You know one thing in my life that I know is guaranteed. She's right up on the mountain.
Out, so we won't be able to do the show exactly the way we had planned, and the number went out, the wrong number went out to a lot of the people, so there won't be much interacting because people have the wrong number, they won't be able to call in. But we will definitely be back here Sunday for those of you who are checking in through the internet and in other countries. We're here, we're back, and we will be on the air from 8 to 9. So just keep listening out for us, and we'll be talking, we'll be talking about a lot of things, mostly just talking because there's so much going on out there and so many things that we need to know, so many things that we don't know. And there's a lot of things that we're supposed to be doing, but we're not doing because of the thought process that we're under, okay? Now, we're going to talk for a few minutes, but I want to drop some information because from this day forward, during this year, we're supposed to be working on things to unify not just the United States, but the planet. So first of all, we're talking about the five tribes, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, okay? Like I said in the book, Tyrannical Scriptures, Bible 2.0, that's on Amazon. You can go to Amazon and get it. It's $21, I think it is. And Amazon will ship it anywhere on the planet. So you could be anywhere in the world and order the book, Tyrannical Scriptures, Bible 2.0. One thing about the book, it tells you how things were made, because it takes us into the Bible, into Genesis. It tells you how things were made pre-Genesis, where dark matter came from, where the fabric of space came from, where incorporeal energy came about. It tells you a lot of things about the black holes and all that. So you can tune into the book and read up on what's going on, okay? No, there was no Big Bang. Everything was made. First thing you learn in science, you can't make something from nothing. Something had to be here for something to be done, and we're making things. That's what's going on. We've always been making things. We've been making things in the beginning, and we're making things right now. So there's just a little quick tidbit on what's actually really going on, you know. So basically, we're having trouble because we don't know what the truth is, and that's our biggest problem. Because of the thought process that we're under, anybody can just come up and lie to us about anything, and we just fall in line. Oh, you know, sir, boss man, what do you want? How high? Which way do you want me to go? You know. But that has to change because the children that are coming out now are smarter than the adults. Well, they've always been smarter than the adults. It's just that the adults have more wisdom. And that's what we have to deal with. So let's talk about this truth for a minute. So we're just going to talk about the truth, okay? So you can stop being deceived about so many things. This is the truth. The truth never changes, and it's always the same. So you need to know what the truth is. I found out for the first half an hour of the show. We couldn't get the things working right. Everything seems to be working pretty good now, so we'll see. The and it's on my end. It's not on Blog Talk. It's on my end. So the truth is always the same, and it never changes. What in the world can we have that's the truth and never changes and it's always the same? That's why we get thrown off. Somebody say the truth. What is the truth? What do you mean by the truth? You know? Whose truth? What truth? The truth about what? When you ask somebody what's the truth, you get a myriad of answers that will blow your mind. You know, there's a lot of things that they have us confused about. That when you ask somebody about them, you get, if you ask 10 different people, you get 10 different answers, like love, like peace, like when you ask somebody certain questions about who is God, and not who, yeah, because they'll tell you what God does. But they're not actually telling you who God is and the process of which God is doing things. So there's a lot going on that we have to deal with. So let's get right into it. The truth is what you see and what you do in your lifetime. That's the truth. Whose truth is that? That's your truth. Why is it your truth? You were there. You saw it, you did it. And if you didn't do it on your journey, then it's not your truth. This is a different thought process. This is the thought process that we're trying to bring to you now so that we can stabilize the planet, okay? With some background noise going on, so I'm not really stable what we're supposed to be doing, but we're getting it, I'm getting it together. This is the first broadcast. We have a podcast in front of them. It's kind of interesting. Yeah, the truth is what you see and what you do in your lifetime. That's what the truth is. Now, let's talk about some of these so-called, but the great men and women that have come prior to us. We're talking about Buddha, Muhammad, we're talking about the great pharaohs, we're talking about the great leaders coming out of Rome, we're talking about so many great people who have come along and given us their truth. But you have to understand, it's not your truth. Somebody asked me, he said, well, what about Jesus and the truth that he brought? I said, that was his truth. They say he walked on water. I wasn't there. Didn't see it. Don't know whether he walked on water or not. But I didn't put myself in a position to say that he didn't do it because I wasn't there. There were people who do have what they say is an eyewitness account that they saw him do this, okay? So they're not around for me to ask them. I can't ask the witnesses of where they wrote down what they saw. But you have to understand that I'm not running around out here trying to walk on the water because this is not something that's a part of my journey, you know. But there's a lot of things that's going on that people have done that's not your truth. That doesn't mean that it didn't happen. You got to understand, it doesn't mean that it didn't happen, but you have to match your journey. You have to match your journey based on what's going on. And that's important because your journey is important to who? It's important to you. Why? Because you're doing it. Nobody can talk to you about your journey because they weren't there. Nobody's with you 24 hours a day. Checking out what you're doing, whether you're lying, whether you're telling the truth, or who's doing what, and who's doing this, you know? Your journey is up to you. If I catch a bus, all right, I go to New York, I catch the Greyhound bus. Well, the Greyhound bus is not the truth, but I use the Greyhound bus to get to New York. I'm using somebody else's truth to help me with my journey. That's how it works. Just because you use this person's truth, you can't take that as your truth, because it's not your truth. It's the Greyhound people's truth. This is their journey. This is what they're trying to do. That's where they're at. Your truth on your journey might be someplace totally different, okay? Hey, you might be the one that breaks the channel. We don't know what you're going to do on your journey. But just understand it. It's your journey. Some people have done things on their journey you might never be able to do, okay? Like Usain Bolt, I'm going to say it right out loud. I'll never be able to run as fast as this man or as fast as Terry Washington. And, you know, I'm not up there. It's not my journey. It's not my journey to be the fastest runner in the world, okay? This is where we're at right now. We have to measure our journey and how to use other people's journey to get us where we have to go. That's the problem with politics. See, think about it for a minute. You have people that don't think everybody should be free. And the ones that they're calling founding fathers, that was their opinion. They didn't think everybody should be free. Because when they shanghaied the government and took it off the democracy and turned it into a republic, okay, they made sure that they put things in place so that everybody wouldn't be free. And we had to come along and fight the people that they left behind to get the freedom, to get the freedom back that we had before they took control of the government. The whole thing is kind of interesting. And if you're not careful, same thing can happen again. That's why you have to ask yourself, what's your journey? If my journey is about being free, my journey is about equality and everybody having an equal right and access to society, okay, then you have to be careful who you're listening to when they tell you what their journey is. And when they tell you what their journey is, listen to them. Listen to what they're saying. Pay attention, because the next thing you know, everybody will get caught up in the madness, caught up in the hoopla, and we're back at another major war again where millions of people are dying, okay? Second World War, First World War,
There comes a time in every man's life when he has that life-changing experience. That life-changing experience for me came when I found Jesus and made him my personal savior. I'd like to thank all the steadfast preachers and friends who prayed for me along the way. You need Jesus more than you know, and I'm here to tell you something.
Jesus is the love of my life. He didn't just save me once or twice.
Devil's ring, yeah. He offered him a piece of bread. He got the back and bread. And the devil asked him, are you the son of God? Throw yourself down off that rock. You won't let that hard. If you think the road is easy, try it for yourself. Without the help of Jesus, you won't get the same result.
Jesus is the love of my life.
He didn't just say, and he was ready to walk that walk. threw him up on the cross. Came back in 3 days to save that was lost. If you think the road is easy, try it for yourself. Without the help of Jesus, you won't be the same without.
Jesus is the love of my life.
He did just save me once or twice.
There comes a time in every man's life when he has that life-changing experience. That life-changing experience for me came when I found Jesus that made him my personal savior. I'd like to thank all the steadfast preachers and friends who prayed for me along the way. You need Jesus more than you know, and I'm here to tell you something.
Jesus is the love of my life.
He did just save me once or twice.
I'm on the cross.
The second time.
every night, pray, because I like when you're around. And no matter what they think or say, I believe, Jesus, that you are the best for me. You've shown me so much that I might walk in your footsteps day to day.
Troubles away. Oh.
for a day.
When I found Jesus, I found peace for mine.
People are in trouble most of the time. They say it's because they have so much of a longer life. But if they hold on to the promise, gonna pay away. We promise you, if you hold on to the promise, it will be worth the wait. Just keep us safe and know that Jesus is coming back.
Jesus is coming.
Coming to take your troubles away. Hold on. He won't forsake you for a day.
When I found Jesus, I found peace for mine.
He that heedeth the words of Jesus will become a son in the day. And greater works they will do. In Jesus' name they proceed. Jesus made a promise, and his promise will always be that those who sow in his name, they will also reap. Just keep on faith and know that Jesus is coming back.
Jesus is coming.
Take your troubles away. He won't forsake you for a day.
When I found Jesus, I found peace for mine. Jesus is
coming.
Come
and take your troubles away. I'll take you for a day.
When I found Jesus, I found peace for mine. Jesus is coming to take me home.
He's coming to take your troubles away. He won't forsake you for a day.
When I found Jesus, I found
take your troubles away. He won't forsake you for a day.
When I found Jesus.